We've talked a lot about managing upwards with your manager. I touched on a little bit with other execs. But I want to kind of open it up for discussion. How important is our relationship with other senior leaders in the company? And in the case of Diego, he already has two relationships, which is great. But I'm just curious how much of a relationship you have with other folks at your manager's level or above?
I don't. Thanks.
Okay. And why not?
I don't know. Maybe I did not know how to.
Okay. No, that's very fair. I would say I learned the skill probably over a 10-year period, so it is not an easy skill because you're almost cold calling out a senior exec in some way. Okay? Diego and or Agnes, I'm not sure if that's still.
Okay, go, Diego.
Yeah. I do have a couple of other relationships, but I would like more, especially like outside of our immediate practice. And I think it's, again, challenging because of the virtual thing.
Okay, excellent. And so are you virtual to everyone? You work from home?
No, I'm in the office. It's just the execs there, a lot of them don't work here in Chicago, and they're always traveling, and there's not a lot of networking within our organization, I guess, kind of siloed.
Okay. And Agnes?
I would say I do have it. I would say a bit more senior level than anything else, and some other managers. So, because the organization I work for is more flat in terms of like there's not much of the room to grow, so that's why it's more flat. So it's easier for me to actually have the relationship with other managers and
Great.
Even the senior managers.
Great.
Yeah. So
Great.
It's a plus, but also at the same time, it's a, like kind of disadvantage. So I
Great.
Can see those both ways. Yeah.
Great. Thank you for sharing. I think it's very important to have relationships. I call it, it's kind of like having your personal board of directors, right? Your manager is the head of that, but there's definitely good to have a few other people in senior positions that know who you are and what you do. Because as you get more senior in your career, the promotion decisions are not done by your manager anymore. You're competing with other senior people, and it's usually done by committee. And those committees are going to be populated by other senior execs. And so I think everyone on the call agrees it's important, but how do you do it? This is where you got to have the full-on proactiveness. But also, you got to identify who really you want to get in touch with. It is not about getting to know everyone, but it's about prioritizing and figuring out who may have enough similarities with you that may connect with you. And this could be a hit and miss. You're not going to get 100%. You might not even get 50%. Here's where I'm going, right? The easiest thing to do is figure out two things. One, who is it? Let's say you have a good feel and you're like, I want to really get to know that person. Schedule a coffee if you're not virtual, or schedule a conference call meeting and say, I'm reaching out. I work for this person. I know you're in this department. Here's why I'm reaching out. Really give them a reason. Say, I would love 30 minutes of your time just to get some advice. Again, you are not asking them to do any work that they don't know already. You're just asking them for personally their career advice. You can say, again, you've been here this long. I really respect this or this department, or I think I would like to work better in this way. Whatever it is, I want to be more effective. I've reached out to the CFO of a company before and just asked. And that person took me five different re-invites to get that on that person's calendar. And then 3 months later, I was in front of her, and we were able to talk, and she actually shared that she knew a little bit about my work because she was in a few meetings, and she asked me about it, and I was able to ask her a few questions about that, you know, the financial business case area that I had to work with. And then she said, you know, come back to me in a couple months. Let's keep in touch. Or I asked her, hey, do you mind if I actually keep in touch with you? I know you're super busy. I was up to your calendar, no problem. So it's very late, but senior execs will require you to do all the work and be adaptive and make the invite happen. And they want to hear why. It's not just like, hey, I want to be promoted. This is the opposite, right? People, the worst thing you can do is say, hey, you know, I want you to know who I am. I want to be promoted. It's all about me. How can you help me? I want to schedule a meeting because you are successful. I want to be as successful as you. That will come across very selfish. That will come across, will put off most senior executives and be like, okay, well, I don't know who you are, so I don't care about you. And frankly, I don't have the time to sort of help you. Versus when you focus on the fact, hey, I want to do something. I want to be more effective at my work. You've been here a long time. You've taken these different career routes here that I see. I would love to hear how to do that. How to, you know, now you're praising them. You're wanting them to say, you're wiser than me. Help me understand how I can help myself, help the company be better. It's a slight difference, but it makes the world a difference, the response rate you'll get. And there's still times I've reached out to people, there's a CMO of a company, we went to the same business school, and you would think that that would matter. So, and we actually have shared a previous employer, never heard back. It's okay, because you know what? People are busy, and they probably have thousands of people respond, you know, reaching out to her. And I tried. And then could I try again? Maybe. But there's other people I could try. So it doesn't mean you're going to have success every time you try, but it's completely 100% the effort has to come from you. It has to be so easy for them. All they have to do is show up to that meeting because everyone has time and they can choose the time. And sometimes they go, work with my secretary, work with my assistant on that. Great, be so nice to that assistant and just work with her. If she has to cancel, no problem. Adapt, because you just want that 30 minutes to actually share a little bit about you. You want your name out there. It doesn't take just one meeting, but once you get in the door, you can see if there's rhythm to continue. And then every time it's still your effort, but it is worth it. And that is how you actually start building that relationship with the senior exec. So I also wrote about this because I actually asked a senior executive around how do I network with others. So he actually gave me some great tips on this in addition to what I said here. I sort of covered it high level, but I'm going to include this link as well in the email when I go send it out. Any questions about what I said on this topic?
No, thank you.
Sure.